time ago around the AFC North. Our first stop, Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan, and Ken Wyman in Baltimore as the Ravens come to town to take on our Cleveland Browns. Do you feel worse about the Ravens' chances now that Jameis Winston, it seems, is going to start on Sunday?
I feel better about Cleveland's chances now that Jameis Winston is starting on Sunday. I'm still trying to figure out why he was the third-string quarterback last week, because if he was the backup, I think they might have stolen that game against Cincinnati.
Kind of a challenge is it for, say, DTR to know at the beginning of the week that he was going to be the backup? That's something, you know, you kind of like to drop on him on Friday or maybe even Saturday.
Sure. It's the little things, guys. I don't understand what the heck you guys – I'm sure you're talking about it all the time, but they continue to just amaze me with some of their decision-making. But, again, like I'll stick to it. If Jameis Winston was the backup last week, I think they'd beat Cincinnati because I think Cincinnati's a little broken.
Are you jealous that you don't have Pauly Podesta in your front office?
Yes, very.
Okay.
Yes, Eric DaCosta could use a mind like his.
I mean, I know you guys are 5-2, and you have an MVP leader in Lamar Jackson, but we have Pauly Podesta, so take
that. Not just an MVP leader in Lamar Jackson, but I think the Offensive Player of the Year leader in Derrick Henry. So.
All right. Yeah, hey, by the way, can I do Champions Pose on that?
Go ahead.
Ken, thank you very much for bringing this up, because let me tell you this. I don't think he's going to contribute. I'm going, guys, like... I thought you would salt it away until the fourth quarter, and then he would just pound teams. And I was like, he's still going to be good for them. And sure as hell, guess who's still going to be good for him? Everybody thought he was going to die. I remember Nathan and I, like, Nathan farted in my general direction over talking about Derrick Henry and how he's still going to have something for the Ravens. And here we are. Now we have to face you on Sunday. And our defense, which has... done its best to keep it. Well, I don't know. We're 1-6, but whatever. They've done their very best defensively. This sucks. Take it away, Tone. I got nothing else to say to this man.
All right, Ken. Well, since we have somebody from Baltimore on, and it looks like you guys are humming, let's try to get some ammunition here. What's the worst take?
Is Art Modell still dead?
What's the worst take, Ken?
I can confirm that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
What's the worst take? Maybe you or someone at your station had when the Ravens were 0-2.
That this thing with Henry and Lamar wasn't going to work, that this team was in serious trouble. I think that people like to overreact early, and they lost to the Chiefs week one. And here's the other thing, guys, and you know this, now that nobody plays at all in the preseason, the first week to 2 weeks of the regular season almost becomes preseason games. Like, they're incredibly sloppy, so it's hard to get a read on what teams are at the beginning of the year. And the Ravens didn't really start clicking offensively. Like, they didn't really even start using Derrick Henry until the second half a little bit of the Raider game, which they ended up losing, and they stopped running the ball. But, like, the Derrick Henry thing really didn't start becoming a thing till week three, and he's got 873 yards rushing in 7 weeks.
So why is it that teams like the Ravens can say, well, you know, it's an extension of the preseason, it's still preseason? And meanwhile, when people were saying that to me, and I guess, Tone, I get to do another Champions Pose because this was a fight you and I had. When people said, well, it's still preseason, I go, no, it's not. This scares me. And now the Browns are 1-6. What's the difference? Well, is it just Lamar? Is it just talent? It can't just be that.
Well, it's also culture and stability, isn't it? Like, John Harbaugh's been a coach here for he's been here 18 years. Like, there's trust there in the building. Like, I know Kevin Stefanski's won 2 Coach of the Year awards, but when you got that bozo as your owner, it's kind of difficult to have any say.
Ken Wyman, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore.
Wow.
Taking big swings.
Wow.
Good God, Ken.
Am I wrong?
Is Art Modell still dead?
He is. They took his name off the Lyric Theater here in Baltimore. There was a big controversy a few years back.
Whoa!
It was supposed to be forever, and then it wasn't.
Was he a big donor?
Yes, he donated money, and the understanding was at the time that his name was going to be on the building forever, and then they removed it.
How many banks did he borrow the money from to put his name on the building?
That I cannot confirm, but it's not as many as to pay Andre Rison.
Say what you
Ken
want.
He knows the stuff. He knows
say,
the stuff,
yeah,
man.
Say
I
what
thought
you want,
I was
going
to. Yeah, damn it.
That guy could definitely get money out of a bank.
We could wheel and deal.
Well, him and the wife, yes.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore as the Ravens get set to come to town to take on our Cleveland Browns. Remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in James Rapine, Locked On Bengals and Sports Illustrated down in Cincinnati. 3-4, Bengals on the way back.
We'll see. They don't make it easy, do they? But a couple of road wins. It was ugly on offense, but they've won back-to-back games, so they're still in the hunt.
So, I mean, this seems to be the crescendo here where it's like Philadelphia. Philadelphia's a team that's a bit desperate. They've won two in a row. They're back on top and now at 4-2. Like, if you guys take on Philly and win this game, you get back to 4-4. I do think this might be where you guys set sail here. The offenses, it didn't look that great on Sunday, but you were playing in Cleveland, and for whatever reason, the guys just don't play that well there. But it looks like this offense has really started to gel here over the last month.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have to play their first complete game of the year against the Eagles. And so this offense has to show up and be the offense we saw weeks 3 through 5. And the defense over the past couple of weeks has started to make plays and been kind of the unit we expected, where they're not dominant, but they're serviceable. And so can they do that against a high-powered Eagles offense that has a ton of talent? We'll see. If they can, then I will agree with you. You'll get back to 4-4. The Raiders are coming to town next week. And it feels like that they can climb all the way out of the hole that they put themselves in the first month of the year.
James, Joe Burrow, maybe you just thought it was a rough week for him, but just overall, I mean, you could tell, like Adam Archuleta doing the game on the network, he was talking about how he basically was getting tricked, that the Jim Schwartz defense was presenting all sorts of challenges. And I always thought that Burrow was supposed to be cerebral, could make those assessments at the line of scrimmage. What happened to Joe Burrow?
He clearly is not cerebral. That's it. He just cannot read defense. No, I think the Browns, they did do that, because instead of doing just the straight man coverage that they've done and had so much success with, they were playing some zone. And tricking is one word, but they were certainly making this Bengals offense slow down and not play the way that they wanted to, or were expecting to, at least going into that game. But they did solve it in that third quarter and were able to put up enough points. But it's just a rough matchup. This Browns defense, they can cover and rush, which is pretty unique for this league to have elite guys at both spots there.
How is Orlando Brown Jr. feeling?
I think he's all right. I wouldn't be shocked if he misses this week, but I don't think he's going to be out long term.
How has Amarius Sims done so far this year? Boy, he's so big. I did not realize how large of an individual he is until I saw him on Sunday.
Yeah, he's huge, and he's like a lean 345, if that's possible, because of just the way his weight is distributed. So, no, I think he's really good in pass protection for a rookie now. Obviously, there are things he needs to grow and be better at. And then as a run blocker, he's coming along. But that's something he was raw at coming in. But overall, I think they're really pleased with what he's brought at right tackle.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals and Sports Illustrated in Cincinnati. The Bengals taking on Philadelphia at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We now welcome in Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan. In Pittsburgh, they take on the Giants on Monday Night Football. Right decision by Mike Tomlin to put Russell Wilson in the starter.
Yes, stroke of brilliance by Tomlin. He went against me. He went against Belichick. He went against Bradshaw. He went against Ben. And, great job. Russell Wilson shook off the rust in the first quarter and went on to have a great game, Ken.
Have you altered the projected ceiling for the Steelers now that you've seen Russell Wilson?
Yes, I have. I think right now for them, there's only two teams that are definitively better than them in the AFC.
Who are they?
Kansas City and the Buffalo Bills.
And then it's the Steelers?
I think it could be. I said definitively better.
Definitively.
Not Baltimore?
Not Baltimore.
Have you seen what happens when they play each other?
No, I've never watched a Ravens-Steelers game in my life.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Maybe you're watching Madlock or something like that.
It's a terrible joke.
Which
work harder on it.
Andrew, it is important to nail down which version because they have rebooted the series with the very talented Kathy Bates. Your thoughts?
And what do you think?
I think it's great. I think that's why I got a Paramount Plus subscription.
I thought of my mother last night. You know, I saw the movie Misery with my mom when I was a little boy.
She made you watch that as a little boy?
Yeah. And I remember I remember the ending where James Caan leaps on top of her and he goes, "Eat it! Eat it till you choke!" And I was like, man, I miss mom. I swear to God, I said it out loud. That all happened last night when we got home from football practice.
Hey, Ken, turn off that damn Sesame Street. We're going to watch Misery as a family. That's good parenting.
Not as a family. My dad was at work, so I watched Misery with mom.
Even better.
As a journalist, I always fantasize about what I could do with a typewriter. Meanwhile, Andrew Filippone joining us on the hotline right now. So, was it just a matter of getting your running backs healthy? Is that a big part of this week, and it wasn't really about Russell Wilson at all?
No, I don't think it really had much. I don't think the reason why the running game has taken off is because of good health. I think it has a lot to do with Wilson because they got to respect the moon ball. The guy throws a beautiful deep ball, and that affects how defenses line up against them. They have to respect it, and it makes it easier from a numbers game standpoint for guys like Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren to do well.
Cooper Kupp, you want him?
Not particularly. I'll do it for a day three pick. I don't think I want to do it for anything more than that, Ken.
So what's this like for you in life that you're Team Tomlin now? You've come over to the dark side.
Yeah, it's fine. I'd rather have them be good than bad. So if I have to swallow my pride...
Boy, scalding hot takes out to put you on the midday show there. Jeez Louise.
Why not the midday show? What do you mean by that?
Scalding hot takes over there. You're just fine with it. You'd rather win than lose. Boy, you got some strong opinions over there, Pony.
Did you not say the other day on Twitter, I'd have to not give an opinion. I'd have to plead the fifth on one of the quarterbacks in the draft.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What does that mean?
If Anthony Beck's son came out in the draft,
because it's Rocco Becht, he goes to Iowa State, you dumbass. We're friends with a coach.
I have too much bias on this.
It was a joke. It was on social media.
Yeah, I got like 2 likes. Well done.
You're counting my likes on social media? Somebody online a little bit too much? Maybe a little lonely at home? You're staring at your phone a little bit too much? I'll get a great pilgrim sandwich at a fabulous get-go store near anybody, including Pony. I'll stuff it down your mouth. Because you know I'm right.
Jeez, someone's worked up this morning.
Diana Russini, by the way, says the Browns are going to start Jameis Winston per source. Pony thoughts.
I used to love Jameis Winston. I think he's entertaining. I think he's fun. I think he went a little overboard after the game on Sunday with you guys, but I think it'll be better than the experience you've had for the first 7 games of the season.
What did you think of Myles Garrett when he spoke to the media after the game, somebody who was involved in a famous incident with Mason Rudolph? What did you think of him chastising the fans for their reaction?
I think I saw a viral video from a show on FS1 called Breakfast Ball that really encapsulated how fans should feel about that. It's tremendous. Go search awful announcing on Twitter. You'll find it.
You got anything more for this joker?
I'm good.
All right. Pony, thank you for the time.
See ya.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh.